In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Here's a little trap that sometimes catches everyone. A thought comes into your head that you don't like, but instead of letting it go, you engage it. You tussle with it. You chase it around your head, trying to get rid of it. And you argue with this thought and berate it and try to figure out, where did it come from? And maybe you judge yourself for having this thought you don't like in the first place. And pretty soon you realize you've been dealing with this wretched thought for 20 minutes, an hour. And the thought finally goes away out of sheer boredom, only to be replaced by another thought that you don't want in your head. You ever fall into this trap? It's part of human nature that sometimes trips up everyone. Well, the gospel is nothing if not good news. There is hope. And there are simple spiritual practices that you can do that actually work. As Carrie read for us from Corinthians, the weapons of our spiritual warfare are mighty in God. The weapons of our spiritual warfare are mighty in God. They're strong and they are simple. Not always easy, but they are simple. The spiritual tools of God are not complicated and they work. And they may take a lifetime to master, but you should see some improvement fairly quickly. So what do I do then about invasive thoughts? Well, I'll share with you the two most basic tools that you are empowered with. The very next verse that Carrie read for us, after Paul reminds us that our spiritual weapons are mighty in God, we're told, offer every thought to the obedience of Christ, to the light of Christ. Lay the thought that you're having before the light of Christ. In other words, give it away. Give it away. Present it. Offer it. Commend it to Christ. And see if that thought conforms to the beauty and love of Jesus Christ. In other words, just give it away and look. Compare. See how it compares to the beauty of Jesus Christ. St. Silouan of Athos teaches this very thing, writing, surrender. Let go of any thoughts that are displeasing to God. Just give them away. And feel free, he says, to keep those that are pleasing. Surrender those that are displeasing, keep those that are pleasing to God. Now, how does one discern if it's pleasing to God? Well, according to St. Silouan, he says, look into your heart and ask, is it peaceful? Is it peaceful or not? Thoughts that are pleasing to God will have a quality of divine peace. They may be upsetting, but there should be a core of divine peace somewhere in there. And notice St. Silouan does not say, try to figure out the source of the thought. Confession time here. I have wasted more time and energy in my past years trying to figure out if my thoughts came from God or if they came from within myself, if they came from a demon, if they came from an appetite, an inner critic, a memory, another person, or if they were just an undigested bit of beef or a blot of mustard. None of that matters. None of that matters. For Silouan, the source of a thought doesn't matter. Only its quality matters. Only its substance matters. Is it pleasing to God? Doesn't matter where it came from, it matters its quality. Is it pleasing to God and does it bring divine peace? That's what matters. So this first tool is powerful and very simple. Does the thought conform to the beauty of Christ? That's the first tool. And next, St. Silouan says, if the thought is not pleasing to God, if it does not bring peace, let it go. Surrender it. Tussling with invasive thoughts, arguing with them, doesn't work. Judging yourself for them certainly doesn't work, because you can't stop thoughts. Some people sometimes ask me, Father, how do I stop invasive thoughts from entering my head? Bad news. You can't. You can't. They never stop. You know, minds think. That's what minds do. Just like our hearts beat, our minds think. They just have a run of continuous thoughts. But the good news is you don't have to engage every thought. Letting go and ignoring thoughts, that works. And it works well. In fact, ignoring invasive thoughts is the patristic way of dealing with them. It's kind of fun having writings from a modern saint who uses modern metaphors. And Saint Paisios of Mount Athos is one of my favorite. Paisios says, thoughts are like airplanes flying over. If you ignore them, there's no problem. If you pay any attention to them, you create an airport inside your head and permit them to land. That's a metaphor I am very familiar with, an airport full of planes and people inside my head, a chaos. He says there's no sin in the airplane flying over, but permitting it to land, that's a choice. Michelle and I just got back from 5 days in Toronto with our son Ben and daughter-in-law Kira. If you like urban vacations, highly recommend Toronto. Anyway, we were on our way to this huge and beautiful marketplace, several blocks long, housed in a row of old brick and stone distillery buildings. And so we're waiting for public transportation downtown at the busy corner of King Street and Yonge Street, a major intersection there. And at this one corner stop, you can catch bus routes 501, 502, 503, or streetcar routes 504 or 504A. Now we needed streetcar route 504A. Well, you know what? Other buses and streetcars came by before our 504A did in both directions. Well, what did we do? We didn't get mad, we didn't tussle, we didn't judge ourselves because the wrong route went by. We simply didn't get on the other routes, just like anyone else would do. We let them go past. The fact that those other routes came by doesn't mean we did something wrong. That's just how downtown streets work. Just like minds think. Thoughts come and go in both directions. But we had the choice of which route to get on and which to ignore. Now, can you imagine the nonsense if I had gotten on the wrong route and argued with the driver about how that wasn't the right route to get me to my destination? I mean, crazy. It would have been unproductive, right? But that's exactly what happens when I argue with an invasive thought in my head that I don't like, instead of just letting it go. It is unproductive. Now, if you're one of those folks like me who wonders, but how do I let thoughts go? Father Chris, I've been battling this my whole life. Well, I sympathize. And so I've got a few practical tips for you when invasive thoughts do not have the quality of the beauty of Christ. First thing you can do is change the subject. Change the subject. Focus on something or someone else. Turn to the Jesus prayer. Sing your favorite hymn. Draw your attention to your source of life. Another tool, focus on something physical. Anything physical. Your breath, your feet, the green grass, a bird or a dog or a tree. It doesn't matter what, so long as it's something real and in the present, to get your focus out of your head and back on actual life here and now. And a third tool is to practice before the invasive thoughts come. There's a narrated meditation on our church website specifically tailored to dealing with invasive thoughts. It's about 8 minutes long. Practice it 12 days in a row and see what happens. You might be surprised just how much improvement you find in only 12 days. There's a little trap that sometimes catches everyone. An invasive thought comes into my head, and instead of ignoring it, I tussle with it. St. Paul says to surrender those thoughts to the obedience of Christ. St. Siloan says to let go of any that are displeasing to God and don't bring you peace. And St. Paisios compares them to airplanes and says, let them fly over. Don't give them a place to land. Don't make an airport out of your head. Or to put it another way, if a bus comes down the street and it's the wrong route in the wrong direction, you don't have to get on. Amen.